It's your turn. That's what we say in this hour of the Internet Advisor. Your turn to set the program. You do that by calling us at 800-859-0957 and asking a question about your computer. Could be about your experience on the Internet or something that's happening to your computer right now. And as we say, the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. 800-859-0957. Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, Shane Hamlin, and yours truly, Foster Brown, waiting to help you. Welcome to the Internet Advisor and to our part of the program where you are the most important part of the conversation. And that only happens if you give us a call. And our phone lines are wide open right now. Our lady of the phones, Annie Nichols, is waiting to take your call and get you ready to come on the air with us. Mike Stutz behind the board. Thank you very much. Rich Luzinski as well. And in the studio here, we've got the techs. We've got Shane Hamler with us. And Shane, good having you along with us today. Shane has his own tech shop that he works at out in Sterling Heights. So he has the experience of dealing with the consumer every day.
I do.
Glad to have you with us. Also, Mr. Eddie Riddell. And Ed, your experience has been working with corporations and GM right now.
Right. Yep. And, you know, I do not distinguish between what I put on my workbench. So one day I'll have a lawnmower, then I'll have a laptop.
He has been a tinkerer for a long time.
That's
not quite true. Screwdrivers are a different size.
Mr. Gary Baker is also with us, and Gary has got a long-time experience, both as somebody who has owned, started his own ISP, and matter of fact, that's how we first met, was by meeting over my questions on the ISP and making that work.
And online tech just celebrated its 20th anniversary.
Wow.
We had them on, if you recall, a few months ago, and it was the very first internet provider for business in Michigan. And, you know, Richard Steenen, who we both know, was one of my first competitors.
Right. Rustnet.
A few months after we started, about 6 months after we started, they started. And none of those companies exist any longer. Any of those, except for Online Tech, who just celebrated the 23rd.
Yeah.
So, and five big data centers.
Let's go right away to our phone calls because we've got folks standing by here who are waiting to get on the air and ask their questions. And let's get to it with Judy from Franklin. Judy, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Just wondering if I could get your opinion. I have a 2008 Dell laptop whose hard drive died, and they've had it since Wednesday, and now they're saying that they can't get it to, they replaced the hard drive, and, you know, all the downloads needed or updates and stuff were, they've done a lot of that, but they haven't been able to get the thing to pick up the Wi-Fi internet, you know, the connection.
It won't make a Wi-Fi connection, huh?
Right, and I wonder, would you think that if they fail, that, you know, at all of this after having it for days, in case they don't succeed, do you think I should bring it to, is it Shane that has
Yeah, Shane Hamlin's here, yeah, you certainly can bring it out to Sterling Heights to his place.
He could express an opinion whether or not it should be having this trouble, or...
Yeah, the question, Shane, is that this is a Dell laptop, I believe, right?
Right.
2008. They felt that the hard drive had died. They replaced it, but they're having trouble connecting to the internet. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. So, what your question was then? What, that they should take it into a shop, or
I already did. All the operating system disks, and they've been working on it. You know, with all that they needed from me since Wednesday. This is the last thing they can't seem to get to work.
Okay, so the last thing is the wireless, right?
Right,
Shane.
Exactly.
Okay, that's the last thing that they can't get to work. All right.
Did they say they tried to replace the wireless car too? Do you know?
Oh no, they did not say that they replaced it.
Yeah, so maybe that needs to be replaced also. I don't know why everything seemed to be going wrong all at the same time.
Yeah.
It could be a power surge, could be other things. Shane, what do you think?
Well, I mean, the weather has been nasty lately. You know, we've had a lot of active weather.
Yeah.
And
I know that when I get brownouts, boy, I'm pulling cords and cables and trying to turn as much off as I can,
because
it's not the power going up and down, it's the brownouts.
Correct. Yes, as a matter of fact, I talked to somebody today who lost their utilities because it browned out.
And I've had that quite a bit this last couple weeks.
So it might be a power supply then?
It could be the power issue. It could have been the power issue that took out, say, the card, the wireless card or the network card. that happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only true way to know would be to run a diagnostic and have a professional look at it.
Yeah, get on a bench. Now, you had that done. Where did they take the laptop, the Dell?
Where did I go? No, I went to where I bought it. It was Best.
You said Best Buy?
Yes.
Okay, so you took it to them. I would suggest that, because from money I understand, very often the stuff that's at Best Buy, their techs will actually ship it out to somebody else to look at it. That's one of the things I heard.
Oh, no, it's there. I have visited it.
Oh, okay. you visited it. I love it.
And did you have separation anxiety? You know, when you kind of had to leave it again?
Concerned about it.
Oh, dear. Well, I could suggest that, you know, somebody like Shane and his shop, very often the local shops are the best place to go in order to be able to get somebody
this,
to.
This
to
is put a the, this is a driver, software or hardware. Yep. Right? It's one or the other.
It's one or the other,
and it could be either, and it could be either affected by brownouts. But the driver's really easy to replace. You take and uninstall the driver and let it find itself again.
Reestablish itself,
right.
Yep.
I think it might be a hardware problem.
It could be.
I mean, only because you would have thought they would have tried the software problem first.
It does sound like this is something that needs to be taken into a shop. And personally, I would suggest you go to a shop you trust.
I just asked Best Buy to change it out and see if that works.
Oh, right.
There you go. That's another thing you can do as well. Yeah. Okay.
Hang on
just a second. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more. Welcome back to the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown with you here, along with Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, and Shane Hamlin, answering your questions at 800-859-0957. We've been taking care of some things behind the scenes with Judy. Let's continue our conversation with Jerry from Hudson. Am I right, Jerry?
Yes. I have a Toshiba that... apparently, the hard drive has to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way of getting, that's number one, is there any way of getting the data off of that?
Sure, there's an easy way to do that. Depends on, I guess, handy you are.
Well, does your hard drive, your existing hard drive, does it work at all now?
No, not at all. I took it to a shop, and they said it's shot, and it's going to cost me almost as much to replace it as a computer cost originally.
No, that's a shame, because it shouldn't cost that much.
Not to replace the hard drive, certainly, but to maybe get the information off of the existing drive, there might be some things that they might have to do that to get that off, you'd need some special tools. He can't just take and write it off himself, can he?
No, I mean, it goes into, you start getting into data recovery at that point.
Right.
It all depends on what's wrong with the hard drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? If it's just a couple bad sectors on a hard drive, most times you can just clone that hard drive.
And
to
you just did that this weekend,
That's
didn't you?
That's exactly what I just did for one of our friends, close family friends. A couple bad sectors, I was able to clone it to another unit. And Windows was bootable. The manufacturer's restoration partition was there, just like Shane was saying.
Yeah.
And the only thing maybe I lost was probably some application. I lost a help file or some DLL. I mean,
so how do you clone a dead hard drive?
Well, just so you can't. So do you know, Jerry, if it's spinning at all?
No, I don't know that. They just said that they couldn't get it. And it's a part of a group that has five shops down in Toledo that I took it to, and they said they couldn't do it. They couldn't get it, anything off of it.
Yeah. I mean, if they say they can't, if it's a dead, trust me, if they could fix it, they would.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if it's a dead drive, it's a dead drive. That's usually meaning the mechanics inside of it aren't spinning up.
Okay, that's different.
So there's
a
couple different things they could do, but you're talking about data recovery. They'd have to take it somewhere. They'd have to pull the drive apart, maybe take those platters, maybe seat them somewhere else.
Yep, in a clean room. Mm-hmm.
And, you can't do it yourself, right?
No.
But they could take and maybe put those platters into some other device, another hard drive, and maybe pull some disks, you know, pull some of the data off. What's on your hard drive that you have to have, Jerry?
Well, it's mostly email and documents that I've created.
And are those backed up somewhere?
Word processing. Most of it is backed up, but some of it isn't.
Yeah.
So, of the stuff that isn't, is it critical?
I'd like to have it. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly it. You'd like to have it, but
so I'm going to ask you. You know, is it
give them the price tag?
Is it worth $400 to you?
Oh no!
So that's just it. If you're going to recover data off of a hard drive, Cal has given us some estimates before, but I think you would know, don't you guys? About how much it costs?
It depends, but
it starts at $500 usually.
Yeah. Usually $500. Oh. Okay, I used last year's prices.
Yeah, and even a few years ago, you could pay up to $9,000 for 3 gigabyte. I mean, it was just outrageous. But that was a few years ago. Yeah. Prices are dropping.
Prices have come down, and there's different techniques.
But still, you really need to know you want to get that stuff. And certainly for some businesses or individuals, you've got some critical information there.
That's why backing up is so important.
Oh, yes. So very, very important, Jer. So I hope that is also for you another reason to look into the offline backups. You know, things like Crash Plan or... all the other ones are out there.
iCloud has just reduced their prices.
Yes, I know.
The first 5 gig are still free, but a 20 gig space is 99 cents a month.
And Hotmail is offering
$0.99
I should say Microsoft is offering a terabyte. Correct. If you're an Office 365 user.
Yeah, that's free.
And that's free. So basically, the folks out there, there's no reason not to do this. And Jared, sorry about what's happened to you, but I hope that you can find a solution
Shane,
to
go
that.
Ahead.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, you said it's free if you're a subscriber to 365.
Yes, to Office 365.
If you do the math, a terabyte of if you do the math, it costs you $5 a month to become a subscriber for the full Office suite.
Right
now. And that includes a terabyte. You can't get that anywhere.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane.
It's
And I pay $99 a year.
Yeah. I do too.
For five of us.
Yeah.
Right?
It's insane. It's great.
And
yeah.
I've already sent two of my college, matter of fact, they're at Michigan State University, sent two of our new freshmen up there. Both have gotten one of my subscriptions to Office 365. They have the full Office suite that is downloaded to their machines
Full email capability.
Everything. And as a matter of fact, I think that Office 365 makes its best case when it's like that, when it's a big family kind of thing.
And if you're a student, it's what, $2 a month?
Yeah.
No, it is. No, it's $2 a month.
It's real.
Yeah,
cheap.
You can get the, was it 79, 60, what is it for a year?
But that's a personal, but a student's a lot less.
Oh,
it's $2
okay.
a month for a student.
Wow.
Or faculty at a school.
Right.
It's that cheap.
Wow.
And
incredible.
You get the terabyte still.
Yeah, and you still get the terabyte as well. Yeah. By the way, those grandchildren, they also get the terabyte.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't pay anything. No, it's on my
okay,
bill.
Okay, so I have a personal question about that. Mm-hmm. So if you're a student and you buy a single license for the student that's much cheaper, how many licenses come with that?
I don't think anything comes with it except that one license.
Yeah. Well, then it'd be better off to get, like Gary said, 5 for $1 for the entire family.
If you can use the other four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm giving it away.
Yeah. So, if you got, I get 5. And, you know, I still, there's only 4 of us in the family. If somebody wants me to adopt them, send me an email afterwards.
That's the best deal. John from Southfield, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Hey, guys. I've got an iPhone 4S, and ever since I upgraded to iOS 7 about maybe a year, 18 months
ago. Yeah, about a year ago. Mm-hmm.
I delete voicemails, and about 3 minutes later, they come back. So I'll delete them from the phone, and then 3 or 4 minutes later, I'll get an alert.
Then you have a voicemail.
That sounds like Sprint. Voicemail. Are you a Sprint user, Verizon?
I'm AT&T.
I've heard of that on Sprint.
So sounds...
Well, it's happening with all three of the carriers. I went to the Genius Bar... At the Apple Store, they said, you know, a year ago, they said, we're aware of the problem, we're working on a fix. And, you know, I've been calling Apple every few months, and they're now saying, well, it's a problem with AT&T.
I would have thought it was the carrier.
I would have thought it's a carrier, too. But if it's happening with all three carriers, the commonality is the phone,
that's
right?
That's bizarre.
I actually have a question, and it's an either-or question, I think, at this point, and that is, do you want to upgrade to the 6 or 6 Plus?
I don't know yet. I told Apple, I said, you know, look, I love your products. I really drank the Kool-Aid. I bought iPads. I bought MacBook Pro. But the problem is if the phone does all this stuff, but you can't use the visual voicemail, it doesn't help.
Well, I think, now what Gary had said before was if all three of the providers that you tried, AT&T, what did you say, Sprint, and another one there. If all of them have the same problem with a visual voicemail, then it probably is something within the phone.
Well,
I would
at least
guess
you would start to look for the common.
Yeah, exactly. That's the common factor. Now, by the way, this is for the. We said this in an earlier part of our show, much earlier, a couple hours ago. If you're going to go into the AT&T or Verizon store or T-Mobile, you can now get $300 back for an iPhone. $200 back for an iPhone 4, 4S. And for an iPhone 5 or 5S, you can get $300 back when you go in to sign up for the new phone. So,
well, that may make me... Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. From my small understanding of what goes on, if I have a voicemail on my phone, mm-hmm. even if I shut the... if I go into airplane mode, for example, I can still listen to that voicemail because it's physically stored on the phone. So then if I delete it from the phone, it mm-hmm. seems like the phone should... tell the server, hey, message A is now deleted.
Yeah.
And what I think is happening is I delete the message from the phone. It's not telling the server it's deleted. And when it checks the server, it says, hey, you got a voicemail you never listened to.
Couple things I would try just before you go out and buy a new phone, try a hard reset where you hold
I did that.
You did that. Yeah, okay. Then I would say then it does sound like it's in the phone system itself.
And you'll still get $200 for your phone, even though it's maybe not working perfectly.
All right. 800-859-0957. Back and talking with a couple of folks here. I want to thank my co-hosts for being here in the studio and for hanging on for a great program. By the way, we've got another 20 minutes for you to ask your question.
That's right.
And the number is 800-859-0957. That's 859-0957. It's an 800 number.
I think we have a course of action for Judy. We've been talking to her off the air a couple times now in between the breaks. So she's got a course of action. She's going to go back and ask a couple more questions. And
excellent.
Then obviously the answer to the third one is the third question. It's the tough one because then that means buying a new computer. Mm. The good thing is, have you checked out some of the computer prices? I'm amazed.
Shane, you should be familiar with that. Selling them all the time.
I know, Shane. I don't know what you're charging and at your company, but mm-hmm. I just saw Micro Center, mm-hmm. and they've got some new ones that are very cheap today. Yeah. Less than $300.
Oh, yeah.
Refurbished ones, and they stand behind them for 90 days, and well, even after that, if you come in and it's obviously something that they should have caught, they'll take and deal with it appropriately. I've been very impressed with them as well. So, and they have some refurbished ones under $150.
And I think Shane had was talking about that a little earlier. You were saying that sales appear to be down in general
for laptops. Yeah, for this back to school season.
Really?
Yeah, they seem to be down.
So maybe there's even more. Better sales out there, maybe, to move the merchandise?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, and it's not a matter of them not coming in. They're still coming in for things, but it's not like they were, back, 2 years ago when we'd put a laptop on sale and 100 people would walk in the door wanting that laptop for $200.
Wow.
I mean, now they're looking for tablets and Windows tablets and Android tablets and those kind of things.
I know of a lot of people. My son's school went completely iPad, mm-hmm. right? And they don't carry books anymore. But not only can they get their books on the iPad, but they can get a lot more of information that they couldn't really assign before. But so I think a lot of schools are starting to move in that direction.
Ron, Shane, what would you say if 350 is a good number to pick out of your hat for a Windows 8, 13-inch to 15-inch laptop?
That seems a little cheap. Do you think?
$350, $399. I mean, that's not going to...
An i3?
Yeah.
Core i3.
It's not going to be, a...
monster machine.
It's not going to be the Lenovo or an Ultrabook or anything like that. I mean, it's going to be an Acer or an Asus or, something like that.
I saw an i5 for less than $200.
Yeah, I mean...
Right? Wow. You don't get i7s for that, but it's... $300. Right?
When we talk, by the way, folks, when we talk i3, i5, i7.
Those are processors.
Those are processors, and as you grow up in number, you're also going up in speed and strength of what they can do.
And it's that, and it's hard drive, and it's mono RAM.
But I will say this.
Which are all drivers of the cost. Mm-hmm.
Just like anything, you pay for what you get.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this is a, you know, when you're dealing with a cost-driven laptop, retail laptop, that is all about cost. It's not about quality at that point. It's about cost.
Yep.
You know, when you go and you dig into it and you look at it, okay, now it's got a Hitachi off-brand, you know, cheap hard drive in it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a Western Digital. You know, those things matter. It's got plastic hinges, cheap screens.
Yeah,
you know,
and that is true.
And those break.
Yeah. I mean, and that's right, Ed?
We call a $299 or $200 laptop a disposable laptop.
Right.
Because most cases, they last about a year.
Ouch. Yep. And that's what I tried to talk my son into when he bought his, at the time, $800 Sony Vaio. And I says, I can get 3 disposable laptops for that. That better last 3 years.
And it had problems almost immediately.
The hinges
were the problem. Okay.
And that's known for having problems.
Let's get back to our callers. And Jerry from New Hudson, Michigan. Hi, Jerry. You had another question you wanted to ask.
I was wondering about the warranty on something like that. Unfortunately, my son bought this from Best Buy a year and a half ago when I was in the hospital, and I've had poor experiences with him, and I warned him about their reputation, but he bought it from them, and I took it back to him, and that's useless. So, of course, getting to Toshiba is another problem, but maybe I'll have to. But would that normally be covered by a warranty, a hard drive?
Well, you can buy a warranty. I've actually had really good experience with Best Buy. I'm not close enough to Shane's company to really use them. It's an hour and a half-ish away.
We know the real reason.
But I know that Best Buy is right there down the street. So, but I know that my son, when he had a gravity event on his computer, and we went, that meant he dropped it, then we went and bought a computer at Best Buy, and he decided that he would pay. I paid for the computer, even though he dropped it, but he wanted to pay for the warranty, and he picked up an extra warranty. And they do have them, and they will cover everything under that warranty. So even if he drops it again and takes it back, they'll replace it. And they can't replace it with the same model because that model's not being manufactured anymore if it's, you know, more than a year old. So they replace it with a comparable model that's brand new.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I don't know if he bought the warranty or not.
No, I didn't. But, I just thought something like that. I mean, it's a matter of the way the thing was constructed or what they put into it. That something like that would be...
Well, you just heard...
So how old is it?
Year and a half.
And what brand is it again, please?
Toshiba.
Yeah, you've heard Shane talk about, and folks, this is very important. You get what you pay for. You know, there are brands that give you that are noted for much more durability than some of the other ones.
I haven't had that many problems with the Toshibas.
I haven't either.
Now, the hinges.
Well, it depends on the model. I mean, if you're talking the 17-inch,
To
be honest with you, I haven't seen many Toshibas.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, their sales, they're not what they used to be.
Yeah, they're not.
Meaning their sales, at one time, they're killing it. Mm-hmm. Everyone is buying Toshibas. Their quality has caught up with them a little bit. I think the word has gotten out about them a little bit.
Oh, really?
Okay. And I don't see as many people owning them as they once did as before. But, you know, it's got a Toshiba hard drive that he's talking about. You know, every hard drive has its own particular coverage.
Right. Well, but Toshiba probably didn't make that hard drive, right?
Oh, no.
Probably not.
A Western. It's probably
Seagate. I think
it's Seagate. Yep. You're right. If it's a Toshiba, it's probably Seagate.
Yep. And that's been consolidating too as well.
Yeah, I mean,
but Seagate's, you know, they put Seagate hard drives in a lot of computers.
Right? Well, Toshiba used to make their own hard drives.
But I think it's been consolidated.
Toshiba was a very familiar brand for hard drives, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think they're coming all out of the Seagate.
Yeah, I think they are too.
And the one, what is it, the Philippines or?
Yeah, I mean.
Thailand, I think it was.
Seagate's manufacturing the Samsung hard drives now too.
Right.
For the most part.
Let's talk just a little bit. And Jerry, thank you so much for your call. But the question that Jerry raised, and I want to ask this to you guys as well, kind of go around the horn on this. When you're buying a new computer, a laptop or a desktop or whatever, is it worth buying an extra care package on top of it, because that's the first thing that salesperson says after you've, you know, got the thing. You know, the device itself will come with normally like a gear, okay, but then they immediately, I don't care most of the places you're at, they're going to try to sell you that extra care package. Is it worth it?
I don't buy it for me.
Nope.
But I don't buy it on my phones. I've never broken a phone.
Yeah.
I've never broken a laptop. I once in a while have had, back a number of years ago, I've had components fail. Mm-hmm. But not very often. Yeah. But I take care of things.
You're
now
asking the wrong...
Now, my son, on the other hand, when he said, I think I'll buy the warranty, I went, smart move. You know, smart move.
Foster, I think you're asking the wrong crowd. We're all technical, and if something happens, we know that when we purchase a laptop, we're going to do the manufacturer's DVD creation, if it has that.
That's right.
Or flash drive creation, yeah, okay, or making sure it has the restoration partition, and then we back up our data. So if something does go wrong, we'll probably go out to Amazon.com or use the manufacturer's existing warranty and order a new hard drive or the hinges.
You're capable of working.
Yeah, but when my kids went to college, I wish I would have bought them a warranty.
See, that's just it. I think that for a lot of the people who were listening to right now, the reality is that that warranty is something that would be of value to them. As you say, we're kind of techies. We'd love to tear things apart and replace the different components to it. What do you think, Shane? And you're selling these things to people.
Yeah, you sell the warranties. Yeah. What do you think?
We don't sell any warranties.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
We stand behind the product. We'll support the product. We'll facilitate their warranty through the manufacturer for them, mm-hmm, if they want us to. But, you know, it all depends on the laptop. It's just, if it's a $300 laptop, you don't buy anything. I mean, if it breaks,
it's
disposable, you know, yeah,
right?
But if it's an expensive laptop, you know, $900, you kind of have to do the math. Being that we're in the field, we know what a screen replacement costs. So roughly around $200.
Yeah.
But if the warranty's $200, you know, it's like, you know, you have to break it down.
You know what? I will tell you the Best Buy warranty, real quickly. My son bought it, and he calculated that 2 years, actually a year and about 11 months, his battery's going to fail, and he's going to have to go get a new battery because they'll replace a battery no matter what. Mm-hmm. And he's going to get a new battery in 2 years.
Yeah, all right. 800-859-0957. Let's hear from you. Once again, I'd like to thank the folks who helped make this program possible behind the glass, as they say. Mike Stett, thank you so much. Also, Ann Nichols and Rich Lucensky. That's the folks who are behind the glass. And out here in the studio, the Rowdy Gang, we've got Shane Hamblin,
yes,
and Eddie Riddell and Gary Baker.
The
thanks,
rowdies,
guys. You know, by the way, folks, we've got like about 10 minutes left, and we do have some phone lines open at 800-859-0957. 800-859-0957. Now, this will be your last chance to get a question in for a while, so please do. By the way, during the fall, we are often preempted by Michigan State University football, and when that happens, you still get to ask your questions, and that's by going to internetadvisor.net and then clicking on the Contact Us button, which will, you'll find information there. You put some information in. Give us all the details you can about your system or the problem you're having. Send it off, and we will do our very best during the week to answer that question. But also, when we are preempted by Michigan State football, then what we do is we come back and use those questions on the air. We answer them in those off weeks on the air. Sometimes we'll even call folks back and talk with them and get them going on some of the questions that they've asked. And we've had some pretty interesting ones. What was one we had, Eddie, recently that I thought was really interesting?
I'm married, so I had to decline that line.
Get out of here.
No, you about only wish.
Hey, remember, somebody died. Somebody had died, and nobody knew what the password was.
That's right.
Yep, and they called, what do I do? And I said, boy, we just had a guest on here about a year ago about that.
Yep.
And that's one of the things you want to talk to when you're developing your estates and your wills and your trusts and stuff like that.
We just had our wills done and power of attorney documents. But one of the things I didn't do was thought, I use a password manager, LastPass.
Right.
And I just thought, you know, there's so much, if I don't give somebody that password, if I were to die, I mean, Ginny doesn't know it.
Right.
My wife. And we could be in really serious trouble.
And you can change it. So you got to remember to change wherever you're putting that password.
Right. So one of the issues on that is The password for the PC, usually you can break into that.
Yes.
Not an issue. Or you take the hard drive out, unless there's encryption. The other thing is what you're talking about, the ability to go online to do your accounts and to do your banking. That's what you need to update your, and then get power of attorney. If something happens, you know, you get the death certificate, and then you have the, they can just, you know, transfer the account to someone, right?
Right. Okay. And have that information. Okay, let's go to Jim from Lapeer, and welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you, Jim?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Well, I got a situation here. My computer is kind of lagging at home, and when I get on the WJR to look at you guys and at your past shows to find out the information on a company, a guy that was on there that owns a company over to Mount Clemens area, I believe, I'm not for sure, but he dealt in refurbishing laptops that he would get from hospitals. They were higher end than that, and because I want to just replace mine at home with a laptop.
Oh, okay. You're wondering how wise that kind of thing is?
Or well, who
no,
he was.
I need his number and his name because I can't, well, I can't get the information off.
Fortunately, he's in studio here.
Oh, I think, it's the same guy? Okay.
Yeah, how you doing, Jim?
Here we go. All right. I've been listening to him, and I didn't even realize.
So, you know, I'm sure he doesn't want to give out his number over the phone. People would call. He'd get too much business that way. So, Shane, could you
tell? And then that's the thing. I'm a very modest guy. I don't normally, like, doing it. I'm here to help you, not sell you a computer. Mm-hmm. But, yes, we're on Shaner 19. We're called Comp Tech Services, Shaner 19 on the corner. You can't miss us. You can find my contact information right on the website, on the Internet Advisor website.
That's the problem I'm having, though.
Oh.
With my computer at home, I can't go anywhere with it.
Well, why don't you give him the number, then?
It's an older one.
The store.
So if I could get a phone number, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I will give you the number. But what I'm gonna give it to you off the air if that's
why?
Okay.
Sure. Now that's
because
why.
You get too much business.
Well, no, you know what? Because I mean, that's just to me, it feels to be the more professional thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really here to help people,
not
sell them a computer and hawk my services.
All right.
I love people to come in and see me. I'm at 19 and Shaner. Feel free to come by, even if you have just a tech question. I'm there.
Okay.
So, I will get that number to you. I promise you, Jim.
So, Jim, what I'm going to do? Matter of fact, what I'll do in just a moment is we'll go put you on hold, and then Annie will get you the number. But folks, I want to also point something out to both you as you're listening here. By the way, Jim, as you're called in, and other folks at the very bottom of our homepage, InternetAdvisor.net, there's something called Your Trusted Computer Repair Shops, and what that is if you click on that, that's a hot link that will take you to. It'll take you to a page that shows you different people who have been recommended by our listeners. People like you who said, I went to this shop and boy, did I get good service and you ought to go there too. And that's why, you know, people don't pay us to be on this.
And
it's you folks out there who have said, these people are really good. And when you go through that, you'll find Comp Tech Services, which is Shane's company, listed in there because he was recommended by a number of people for the great work they do. If you're out in Walled Lake, there's Synergy PC Solutions, AI Tech Services in Farmington Hills, Tecoso and Ferndale. I mean, there's a lot of these things that are right there on our homepage.
And we don't go out and vet these people, but these are people that
recommended by our
that
listeners.
Our listeners have called in and recommended. So.
Yep. They've got
word of mouth advertising. That's
exactly why we have that there as a service to our listeners, because we feel that if you go to these people or click on that, you'll find people who our listeners have gone to and have received good service from. It's like going out to a restaurant and getting good food and saying, "Boy, that was a great place and great service." Ed,
and you know, a lot of times if you just go to Bing and search for a computer store. I mean, we're really big on Bing. If you do Comtech Services or Computer in Sterling Heights, you'll see us show right up on the first results on the right-hand side. And our Yelp reviews are there and everything.
Good. So, by the way, you mentioned Yelp reviews. Why don't you explain that for folks? Because they can both do that and use them.
Yeah, Yelp is a service that allows you to find a local business in your area. There's apps for your phone for both Windows and Android and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the area and you're looking for a computer store or just a restaurant, pretty much anyone that is in that area that uses your service can go to Yelp and do a review of your store. You know, the food was great or the service was good. Or I went in to see Shane at Comtech. You know, I bought this. Yep. And it, what it's nice about that is it also gives the owner, the business owner, a chance to reply to
yes.
that review.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did that once. There was a restaurant I went to mm-hmm. in downtown Royal Oak. Excellent food, but a horrible service.
Yeah.
The restaurant owner replied to me on the site there, and because he felt that it wasn't a fair characterization of the restaurant in general.
Yeah.
Certainly was my opinion of the service that night at the meal, but you get to respond, which is really kind of good. So, Jim, I just wanted to keep you around for that conversation and for the rest of the people who are listening out there, because when you're looking for a local shop, you know, there are people like Ed and Shane who have, for you know, loved to work with computers, had their hands in it, but Yelp is another tool you can use to find that kind of place. Okay, Jim?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
You know, I was just thinking about that. We love working on computers. I was working on, like I said, the family members or friends of a family, and their computer hard drive failed, and mm-hmm. I was doing some extensive tests. You know, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning going, I wonder if that diagnostic's finished. My wife goes, so I went out into the living room, and I checked the diagnostics, and then I went back to bed, and she's going, what are you doing? I mean, because, you know... Sleep is very important, you know, not
same,
to me, though.
That's same
how
thing here.
Addicted same these thing. People are. Well, I want to thank Shane and Ed and Gary for indulging their addictions here with us and helping you folks on the phone. Thank you so much. And again, if you have problems or concerns during the week at 4 o'clock in the morning, if you want.
Don't go, call them. Not at 4 in the morning.
Don't call them, but go to internetadvisor.net. And you have the Contact Us link on that top right-hand side. Click on that. And then fill in the information and send it to us, and we will have an answer for you as quickly as we possibly can during the week. Look forward to seeing you folks again in the future. By the way, go back to internetadvisor.net Sunday night, and you will find the podcast of this program. You can listen to all or different parts of it. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great week. You've been listening to a podcast of the Internet Advisor Show, Detroit's longest-running, locally produced computer show with Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and their team of experts. For more information about our weekly show, to ask a question of our experts, or to find the show notes for this podcast, visit www.internetadvisor.net and look for us on Facebook. Thanks for listening.